Faced with uncomfortable budget cuts, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has nonetheless waived a hiring freeze for essential sheriff's office positions, including a public information officer. Talk of looming layoffs dominated the waiver discussion at the March 11th supervisors meeting, but the value of the two positions in question, the public information officer and a property technician, was also emphasized. County Sheriff Billy Hansel told supervisors the office's current public information officer, or PIO, is leaving at the end of the month and supervises the release of essential information to the community and to the media. He said that includes responding to Freedom of Information Act requests, which have legally binding deadlines.
This, again, is very, very crucial. If we miss a timeline, we're opening ourselves up for liability when it comes to responding to public records. And so that's why it's very important to track them and to provide essential information to the public when they request it. There's been times when we haven't been as timely because of just the amount of workload. Over the years, we've received approximately about 250 of public records requests a year that we have to be responsive for. For one person to be able to coordinate all that information, and it could be just an email, but also could be our entire records, manuals, it could be a report. We're required also to release all of our officer-involved shootings. Also, when it comes to disciplinary actions, there's certain disciplinary actions that take place within the sheriff's office that we have to push out automatically. There's jail death reports. All those things have to be published online through our transparency portal. And so that's, you know, again, their main job.
The PIO also releases information on critical incidents, Hansel continued. He said the office's property technicians process more than 8,000 items a year, including 500 guns and 1,200 drug items. Hansel stressed the importance of chain of custody with items cited as evidence in prosecutions. Supervisor Mike Wilson pulled the waivers from the meeting's consent agenda of items considered routine, saying they're worth discussing because, quote, we're coming into a place where we may not have funds for employees that we have. Saying the county is approaching a, quote, fiscal cliff, Supervisor Steve Madrone also warned of near-future dilemmas.
You're dealing with your budget and your department, and we're dealing with the whole county, and the general fund is severely challenged in particular where these funds would come from. So are we just going to approach that cliff and then shut it off at that point, or are we going to start tamping down now? And every one of these, the department heads could come up and argue for how important the position is. That's not going to be enough, you know, frankly, for us to decide, are we going to start tightening up our budget now? Are we going to just all of a sudden lay off a bunch of people in a year? You know, I mean, that's incredibly uncomfortable.
Right.
And not just uncomfortable, but that's, you know, a real heavy hit to families, you know, trying to support their families and the rest of it. And we hear a lot about all that stuff. So at any rate, I mean, that's what I struggle with here is we're going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. Is it today from here on out, or is it in a month? Is it in a year? But it's coming. And those arguments aren't going to really matter. Because if we don't start reining in our budget, we're talking about spending money we don't have, literally, which puts the county in debt.
Referring to a recent public safety scare and lockdown at Redway School, Board Chair Michelle Bushnell vouched for the importance of informing the public.
There was an incident 2 weeks ago at Redway School, and you know, when there isn't a PIO available, they call me, I call you.
That's
and
right.
And you know, the deputies are doing their job, and so for small communities, which is Humboldt, small communities, that information is so readily needed and sought after when incidents like that happen all over. And the first thing they do, like you said, is they go to social media and what's going on. And the media calls me. I'm sure they call all the supervisors and say, who do we talk to? You know, and then I call you and say,
yes.
Can you give us something? And so during a time a year ago when you didn't have a PIO officer, that information was hard to get and it was frustrating for the community. And if the one position that the community wants, it's information, which is your PIO officer.
Convinced that the two positions are indeed essential, supervisors unanimously approved the hiring freeze waivers. The waivers cover 3 years, with the cost of the hires at $110,700 for the 2024-25 fiscal year, rising to $122,000 in the 2026-27 fiscal year. But Hansel said the cost of the property technician is mostly covered through Humboldt County Drug Task Force funding, which amounts to $56,000 in the first year. He said both positions are already included in the county budget. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.